As we end one year and we begin the next, often this is the time of year that we decide on New Year's resolutions. Maybe it's something you've done before yourself. And we do it because we want to improve, we want to get better. And there's something about starting a new year, like a line in the sand, that it's a good time to do it. Now, this year, I want us to think about resolutions in a different way. And I want to ask you if you would think about your New Year's resolutions, instead of as a resolution, as a priority. You know, if you're anything like me, when you make resolutions, sometimes they don't last very long. 5 minutes after midnight, I've already eaten that chocolate, or I've slept in the next morning when I wanted to be an early riser for the year. And so we don't often keep them. But when it comes to priorities, these are things that are non-negotiable. These are things that we put first. Priorities are things that we rearrange our lives for. You know, a number of years ago, when we were thinking about some goals for my daughter Hannah that my husband and I wanted to achieve for the year, we wrote down some of the priorities that we wanted for our year. And back when Hannah was 9 years old, she couldn't yet feed herself due to her intellectual disability. She was still taking a while to learn these skills, but we knew she was close. So we made it a priority for us on this particular year that we wouldn't feed Hannah her meal for her. She would have to do it herself. It still meant that we sat with her, but instead of us spoon feeding her, we would get her hand, put it on the piece of food, and get her to put it in her mouth. And over time and time and time, she eventually could feed herself. And we decided we were going to make it a priority for us. Also, a few years ago, my husband and I decided that our health was something that was important to us. So we decided to make it a priority. And now we make sure that we go exercise. My husband particularly likes running, and it's something that we put first above other things in our lives. It's one of our priorities. And we've been married for 17 years now, and we often laugh about how when we got married 17 years ago, there's no way we thought that running and exercise would be a priority in our lives. But over time, we reassessed and we decided that that was something that we felt was important. But when it comes to our faith, God wants us to put Him first. He wants Him to be the priority in our lives. And I know for me, I have a priority of going to Mass, going to church every week. I prioritize my prayer. I make sure every day I sit down and I pray. I put my relationship with God first. So when it comes to your faith in this year as we move forward, I want you to think about what are the priorities for you in your faith and your relationship with God. What's something that you want to focus on? And I use the word priority because, like I said, it then becomes something that's a non-negotiable. It's something that we rearrange our lives for because we say that this is important. You know, one day a scribe asked Jesus pretty much, what is our priority? What should we have as a priority in our lives? And it's in the book of Mark, chapter 12. And it starts in verse 28. Let's start there. It says, one of the scribes came near and heard them disputing with one another. And seeing that he answered them well, he asked him, which is Jesus, which commandment is the first of all? Jesus answered, the first is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. The second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. And here Jesus is telling us what our priority should be. Our first priority should be to love the Lord your God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind, and with all our strength. And the second should be to love our neighbor as ourself. So as you begin this new year, have a think about how does this priority fit in your life? Is God a priority? Is the care of others a priority in your life? This is the great time of year to reassess where you are with God, where your relationship is. You know, in the book of Matthew, we read a great chapter in chapter 6 where Jesus talks about the worries that we have in life, how there are so many things that we worry about. And he finishes that particular area talking about worry. He finishes it with focusing on what we should strive for in our lives. And it's in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, it says, "But strive first for the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." I don't know what your last year's been like, but I'm sure that you had times of worry in your life. And we all do it, we worry. But here God says to us, if we strive first for the kingdom and his righteousness, the right way of living, then God will provide all these things to us. So once again, what's your priority for this year? Where do you want your relationship with God to be by this time next year? So why don't we, as we finish this week's Heartbeat, let's pray and let's commit our year to God, and let's ask him to come and show us the priorities that he wants us to have in our lives. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Lord, we commit this year to you. We put you first, Lord. We want to put you first. As you tell us that we should love you with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength, we pray for your grace to do that this year. And we pray that in turn your grace would come upon us, that we would then be able to live that out by caring for those around us in our world. We pray for a deeper relationship with you, that we would commit to you again. And we pray for this year forward that we commit it to you, and that you would bless everything that we touch, everything that we say, and that you would guide us, Holy Spirit, in everything that we have before us. We ask this, Lord Jesus, in your mighty name. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.